This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
This is the New York Times Book Review. I'm Philip Moore for Radio Reading Services. Last week, we began a look at 27 works of fiction to look for this spring. I think we covered the books that were coming out in March. Now let's take a look at some books coming out in April. Beginning with this one, The Cemetery of Untold Stories, written by Julia Alvarez. When Alma inherits a piece of land in the Dominican Republic, she decides to use it as a place to bury her unfinished manuscripts. But the characters she puts to rest have lives of their own and whisper their stories to Philomena, the groundskeeper. Published by Algonquin, due on shelves April 2nd. The next title in the list, The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. This debut novel opens with Lauren returning home to her flat in London to discover that she's married to a man she's never met. He disappears into the attic, and another husband emerges. The attic, it seems, is producing an endless supply of life paths in the form of husbands. How will Lauren decide which one is the right one? Published by Doubleday. Due on shelves April 2nd. If you're a regular listener to this program, you'll recognize the author of the next collection of short stories. The title of the book, Table for Two, by Amar Tallis. Tallis, known for his wildly popular books, like A Gentleman in Moscow, collects six short stories set in New York around the new millennium. There's also one story set in Golden Age Hollywood, a continuation of his novel, Rules of Civility. Published by Viking, April 2nd. The next title, The Familiar by Lee Bardugo. After her employer catches her reciting Hebrew-Spanish incantations, an orphaned maid named Lucia Cotado enters a magical contest for miracle workers in 16th century Madrid. To compete among the psychics, sorcerers, and alchemists, Lucia trains with the immortal, alluring Gillian Santangelo, whose secrets threaten both their lives. Bardugo, the best-selling author of Ninth House, says this historical fantasy is partially based on her own family lore. Published by Flatiron. Due on shelves April 9th. Scrolling on down, we find One of Us Knows by Alyssa Cole. Kenitria Nash, the caretaker of a historical estate on a Hudson River island, grapples with dissociative personality disorder. During a nor'easter, she is trapped in the house with a group of conservationists. When one of them is murdered, she becomes the prime suspect, leaving her, along with her alter egos, to prove her innocence. Published by Morrow, April 16th. The next book is entitled Funny Story by Emily Henry. After Daphne's fiancé leaves her for his childhood friend, she relocates to Michigan and moves in with the other woman's ex, Miles. Over the course of a summer, when Daphne and Miles decide to stage their own relationship to get back at their exes, Daphne starts developing real feelings for her fake beau. Published by Berkeley, April 23rd. The next title, Reboot by Justin Taylor. David Crater was once a teenage heartthrob, but is now a twice-divorced voice actor, a recovering alcoholic, and the father of a young son. He heads west to Los Angeles as his ex-wife plots a reboot of the TV series that made them famous, leaving David to convince the other co-stars to join the show. Published by Knopf, April 23rd. The final book in this list due out in April, Real Americans by Rachel Khong, spelled K-H-O-N-G. Khong's second novel begins as a love story between two 20-somethings, Lily and Matthew, then flashes forward to 2021 to focus on their son Nick, whom Lily raised alone. Nick's quest to find his father threatens to expose all manner of family secrets. Published by Knopf, April 30th. Now, a glimpse at some books due out in May. The author of the next book is a familiar name. He is Colm Tóibín. The book, Long Island. In the sequel to Tóibín's acclaimed novel, Brooklyn, Eilis and Tony are now married with two teenage children and living on suburban Long Island, surrounded by Tony's extended family. When a man appears on their doorstep with the news that his wife is pregnant with Tony's baby, Eilis returns to Ireland for the first time since moving to America years earlier and discovers that her childhood love is single, prompting Eilis to reconsider the life she chose. Published by Scribner. You can find it in bookstores or your place to buy books, May 7th. The next title, Shang Highlanders, by Julie Min. Min's debut opens in Shanghai in 2040 and works backward through the lives of Liu Yang, a real estate investor, his glamorous Japanese-French wife, Iko, and their daughters, Yumi, Yoko, and Kiko. As their past unspool, the narrative builds toward Leo and Iko's 2014 wedding, when their younger selves decided to build a life together. Published by Spiegel & Grau, May 7th. Women and Children First, written by Alina Grabowski. A Greek chorus of 10 women in the small town of Nashquitton, Massachusetts, narrates the lead-up to and aftermath of a local teenager's death. After a young woman mysteriously dies at a house party, the circumstances are unclear. Was it an accident, suicide, or murder? The truth is somewhere in the gray area of Grabowski's interwoven narrative. Published by SJP Lit, May 7th. Blue Ruin by Hari Kunzru. Jay, a mixed-race performance artist, was once among London's most promising young talents. But by the time of the pandemic, he's an undocumented essential worker in the United States, delivering groceries and living in his car. When he makes a delivery to his ex-girlfriend Alice and his former best friend Rob, who are now married and quarantined on an enormous estate, Alice invites Jay to stay on the property, presenting Jay with the opportunity to re-enter a world he left behind. Published by Knopf. You can find it May 14th. This Strange Eventful History by Claire Massoud. Spanning three generations over 80 years, Massoud's epic novel incorporates elements of her family's own history as pieds-noirs, European expatriates in Algeria displaced after World War II. Scrolling on down, we find Exhibit, written by R.O. Kwan at a raucous house party of the creative elite in Northern California. A photographer meets a ballet dancer and confesses twin secrets, the family curse that has haunted her for decades, and the desires her husband won't fulfill. Soon, the women's lives become entangled, changing the course of both. Published by Riverhead, May 21st. Also out on May 21st, Lies and Weddings, written by Kevin Kwan. In the latest novel from the author of Crazy Rich Asians, Rufus, the future Earl of Grishambury, must decide whether to seduce a venture capitalist or hotel heiress at his sister's wedding in hopes of saving his family fortune, or follow his heart and confess his feelings to the woman he's loved since childhood. Published by Doubleday. Again, you can find it May 21st. And the final list in this book of 27 fiction books to look for this spring, The Second Coming by Garth Risk Hallberg. Hallberg follows his best-selling 2015 debut, City on Fire, with the sprawling saga of Ethan and Jolie, a father and teenage daughter struggling to reconnect. When Ethan's ex unexpectedly reaches out to tell him Jolie is in danger, he travels to New York to save her from herself. There is a note at the bottom of this article. An earlier version of the article omitted one of the daughters in Shanghailanders. There are three daughters, Yumi, Yoko, and Kiko. Since we've wrapped up this list, now let's look at our Wrigley Red columns with the Editor's Choice column. This one published March 14th, 2024, with 7 new books recommended. Gregory Callis begins the column, as he typically does. Writers writing about writers writing. It all gets a little Hall of Mirrors, sure, but that's literary criticism for you. This week, we recommend 3 books that look back at earlier eras of writing. From Marilynne Robinson's luminous reflection on the Book of Genesis to Raimi Targoff's survey of women writing in the 16th and 17th centuries, to Tricia Romano's oral history of the Village Voice. Also up, an elegy for peasants and their way of life, and in fiction, an Icelandic novel about an amnesiac. A British novel about a bride-to-be reevaluating her life choices, and a South Korean story collection that tends toward the otherworldly. Happy reading. Now for the list of 7 recommended titles. Shakespeare's Sisters, How Women Wrote the Renaissance, written by Remy Targoff. Targoff's rich excavation of writers of the 16th and early 17th centuries introduces not just four women, but their work. Fine poetry, ingenious translation, elegant diaries, subversive drama. Targoff brings a historian's scope and a critic's eye to her subject, and manages to make the result both enlightening and pleasurable. From Tina Brown's review, fascinating. Targoff's intent is to scrape away the layer of literary obscurity from Shakespeare's sisters and present the Pentimento as transcendent survivors. Their work, indeed, lives on. Published by Knopf, it'll cost $33. The next title, Reading Genesis, by Marilyn Robinson. To read the first book of the Bible in Robinson's company is a thrill. With exacting, benevolent intelligence, the prize-winning author of Housekeeping, Gilead, and other novels, along with several previous works of nonfiction, brings marvelously to life this ancient chronicle of human longing, vice, and virtue, and the odd intimations of divinity that inspired it. Francis Spufford says in the review, "Its power lies in the particular reading it gives us of one of the world's foundational texts, which is also one of the foundations of the Pulitzer Prize-winning authors, Mind and Faith." Published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, $29. The next title, Piglet, written by Lottie Hazel. 2 weeks before her wedding, a young woman learns of her betrothed's betrayal. She decides to proceed as planned, but will she be able to? Hazel's debut novel is a tantalizing layer cake of horror, romance, sort of, and timely questions about the power of appetite. Jennifer Weiner says in the review, "If I owned a bookstore, I'd hand sell Piglet to everyone." Hazel's prose is a tart and icy as lemon sorbet. Her sentences are whipcord taut, drum tight. Published by Holt, $27.99. I have to admit that I laughed when I read the title of the next book. The Freaks Came Out to Write, The Definitive History of the Village Voice, The Radical Paper That Changed American Culture, by Tricia Romano. Romano's oral history of the Village Voice tracks its rise from a local New York paper to a muckraking powerhouse with national influence. Interviews with former staff members, admirers, and a killer's row of cultural critics capture the anarchic, audacious spirit of America's most important alternative weekly. Dwight Garner says in the review, "A well-made disco ball of a book. It's big, discursive, ardent, intellectual, and flecked with gossip. Maybe the best history of a journalistic enterprise I've ever read." Published by Public Affairs, $35. Remembering Peasants, A Personal History of a Vanished World, by Patrick Joyce. Most of the people who have lived on this planet since the invention of agriculture have been what we now call peasants. And Yet, as Joyce writes in his sensitive rumination on agricultural laborers, it's a state of being that's always been treated with a total lack of respect. While Joyce, a historian, addresses most of Europe in this sweeping study, his investment is particular. In the process, he paints a moving portrait of his own family. Fintan O'Toole says in the review, a moving and sensitive rumination on the historic fate of these earthbound people. Joyce's study is an elegy for a way of life and a way of understanding the world. Published by Scribner, $30. The next title on the list, Your Absence is Darkness, by John Kalman Stephenson. An amnesiac pieces together his identity from stranger stories in this peripatetic Icelandic novel, translated by Philip Roughton, which unfolds from an awakening in a small rural church into a rich history of a whole community. Stephenson uses the drama and comedy of everyday lives to dive into a broad range of topics, philosophy, music, faith, and even the science of earthworms. Daniel Mason's review says, elemental nature and human tragedy are equally present. Each story could stand on its own. One of the pleasures of the novel is slow revelation of their connections. Published by Biblioasis in paperback, $19.95. The next title, Your Utopia, Stories, written by Bora Chung. Chung's new story collection, translated by Anton Herr, takes readers to otherworldly places and fantastical scenarios, ranging from an immortality research clinic to a version of Earth ravaged by a virus that causes cannibalism. To explore the very real quandaries we face as humans today. Alexander Kleeman says in the review, Chung builds out her stories with imagination, absurdity, and a dry sense of humor, all applied with X-Acto knife precision. Published by Algonquin Books in paperback, $18.99. We have about 5 or 6 minutes left. Let's take a quick look at some paperbacks to read this week. These are books that have been published in hardback that are now in paperback as well. Starting with Burnham Wood by Eleanor Catton. Catton's electric novel follows an alliance between two ideological opposites. Burnham Wood, an anarchist environmentalist group led by a horticulturalist named Mira and Robert Lemoyne, a billionaire, building a doomsday bunker as they come together on a tract of rural land. The whole thing crackles like hair drawn through a pocket comb. Our reviewer wrote. Master Slave, Husband, Wife, an epic journey from slavery to freedom, by Ilyan Wu. This true story of love and liberty was one of our 10 best books of 2023. It centers on Ellen and William Kraft, an enslaved couple who in December 1848 hatched a daring escape. Light-skinned Ellen dressing as a wealthy planter and William as her property, to the north, and eventually across the Atlantic. Biography of X by Catherine Lacey. CM, the New York City journalist narrating this novel, hated the biography published about her late wife, an artist named X. So she set out to write her own. In it, beneath the, quote, glamour and squalor of Manhattan nightlife and the mythologies bought and sold, she's telling a love story of a broken sort, Dwight Garner wrote in his review. Benjamin Banneker and Us, 11 Generations of an American Family by Rachel Jameson Webster. In what our reviewer called a book about unknowing rather than knowing, Webster reconnects with family past and present. After discovering she descends from Banneker, a black astronomer and inventor, famous for writing almanacs and a 1791 letter to Thomas Jefferson on slavery's injustice. The Curator by Owen King. In a recently post-revolutionary unnamed city, the Museum of Psychical Research was burned down years before Dora's brother died during an experiment there. Now Dora works at the still intact museum next door to investigate his death. But as supernatural and political forces rear their heads, each secret she uncovers reveals a deeper one. The Farland, 200 Years of Murder, Mania, and Mutiny in the South Pacific by Brandon Presser. In 1789, a group of mutineers took over the HMS Bounty and landed in the South Pacific. In 2018, Presser made his own trip to the island of Pitcairn. This thrilling history alternates the stories of the mutineers and their descendants, who still live on the island today. And with that, we have finished this list and our time together this week for the New York Times Book Review. I'm Philip Moore for Radio Reading Services. Have a good week.